Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Don Carruthers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields the ball and throws to Jenkins covering. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuentes scores. Mays moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Dietz moves to third. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to second for the out. McCovey moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Dietz, and Spear drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Williams reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carruthers. Hickman scores. Santo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to third. James moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Santo scores. James scores. Kessinger moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers spins and fires to second, with Spear covering, and Hickman is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear bunts towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Jim Rehart pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Rehart now playing third base. Jim Barr now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Henderson reaches second base with a double. McCovey moves to third. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Jim Barr. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. James hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock Davis pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.